That was Jonathan Hayes, the head coach of your St. Louis Battlehawks, who came away with a 29-9 victory over New York yesterday before 29,554 fans, an amazing crowd, the largest so far in the new incarnation of the XFL. And we head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. The president of the Battlehawks, Kurt Hunsicker, joins us with Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji. This is Randy Carricker. Kurt, thanks so much, and congratulations on yesterday. That was awesome.
Well, Randy and gents, thank you so much for having me. Yesterday was absolutely unbelievable.
Kurt, I got to know, man, because ever since you took this job and this was your baby, you've been waiting for this moment. And I'm sure doing that, there is countless hours of planning, so many logistics to go through. But you have a vision in your head. Did it live up to the vision that you had for this?
Yes, it matched the vision, because I always knew St. Louis would come out, and at least for the first game, and show up. What I didn't come close to matching was the feel, the loudness, just the feeling, the electricity, the pregame, the official tailgate area outside was jumping. The player walkthrough went way better than I expected. Just watching everybody and seeing the smiles and hearing stories of buddies getting back together for the first time in 5 years and rekindling their tailgating traditions, that was the feel that there's no way I couldn't have dreamt it to be any better than it was yesterday.
And with the attendance, that's the thing that that a lot of us have focused on here over the last day, just how well St. Louis showed out for that game, and we knew it was going to be like that going back a week or so when we heard about the ticket sales and how well they've done. Do you have a sense for next week already how things are looking?
We've sold about 5,000 tickets in 24 hours.
Okay.
So we are up and running for Saturday's game. I'm currently staring at a design for a different type of rally towel, so we're trying to figure that one out. A lot of things. We've definitely hit the if this then this part. So if we do this for game one and the fan feedback is this, then we go down this path now, and that path is clearly this community embraces this team as much as we are going out and embracing the community, and we're listening to fans. We're always listening to fans, and they're asking all the right questions. Hey, what happens? When can you open up the top? These towels were awesome. That visual on TV was great. And a lot of that also came from fans from St. Louis and elsewhere watching the game on TV, because they were just like, that place was rocking yesterday.
So with that first game, I mean, you can do all the preparation in the world, but you don't know everything. You don't know what it's going to feel like until it actually happens. So now that you've had game one, do you have an idea of the things that maybe you want to do differently, things you want to add for game two, or what sort of adjustments will be made?
Well, I talked to already today. We've had our first kind of planning meeting with the Dome, and they've been great. We have our list of, hey, this worked well. Let's amplify this. We can do these quick little things and make it better. And then these areas we need to address. And all three of those we're actively working on. Part of it is short week. Part of it is it's our commitment to the community. We want to deliver the fan experience that they want. And if there are areas that we can definitely improve upon, and there are, I mean, no one likes a line. So how do you address lines, whether lines to get in, lines at whatever register you're at, whether it's food, beer, or merchandise. I mean, we're going to improve, hopefully, tremendously between Saturday and yesterday. At the same time, we also received an outpouring of emails and social media posts and phone calls of saying, my God, I haven't had that much fun in a long time. Thank you so much for delivering this. And we've always responded, you guys wrote this. The St. Louis community wrote the script that we put on yesterday. It was really awesome. Mother Nature played along with the beautiful weather. But St. Louis wrote that game plan, and Coach Hayes and his staff developed a great game plan for on the field. And it was just really awesome to see everything come together.
Medlock's president Kurt Hunziker with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. You mentioned the walk, and I saw the video, and by the way, I used the video in my blog at 101ESPN.com, did some blogging last night, and I wanted to know what you thought of that off the bat, because I was stunned with the crowd that was available, or that was there for the players and available to the players.
I turned the corner. I was with Jeffrey Pollock, the president of the XFL, and we were busy doing other things. I turned the corner on Cole and Broadway, and when I turned the corner and I saw the crowd, and it was about 11, so it was before the player showed up, I literally screamed because I could not have imagined that scene. And I jumped in it before the players arrived. I had to. It was one of those things that everybody was lined up, and I was sitting there. I was waiting for the bus, and I told a couple of guys from the team, I'm like, I'm walking down this thing and just high-fiving fans. I had my camera out. I thought it'd be a great video. Stupid thumb, never hit the play button or record button, so wasted a chance on that. But I mean, and that just pumped me up. And so when the players arrived and they're coming off the bus and they saw it as they came off of the interstate and they hit Broadway, they saw the tailgating. When they pulled up, they were like, you tried to prepare us for this, but you failed. And I'm like, yeah, I did. And I'm not apologizing for that either. They could not believe the outpouring of support. And again, that idea came from the fan base. They love that aspect of college game days, whether it's Mizzou or Illinois or wherever they went to, of being able to greet the players as they go into the field to get ready for the game. And that had to have energized the guys, for sure.
Kurt, that's one of my favorite things, and oftentimes it's not the easiest thing to get going, is your players get it. They understand the engagement. They understand how important it is. So whether it's trading a football for some Thin Mint cookies, which I think was a great
strong
deal.
Move.
On both ends, honestly. It was one of those fair deals. Thin Mints, everybody knows.
Win-win.
It's the best cookie that the Girl Scouts have out there. Or if it's your quarterback signing autographs right after the game. Like they understand the importance of that. And, Kurt, you know, that's not an easy thing to get players engaged.
No, not at all. But the fact, I would say not at all traditionally, and I've come to realize with this team and these 52 players on the roster and the way that Coach Hayes and the staff is grooming them, they understand that this is an opportunity that, you know, if the XFL did not exist, what would they be doing right now? And they appreciate this community. They clearly understand what a great football town this is now. As much as I tried to frame it for them, now that they've experienced it, now that they've felt it, they are now even more inclined. I mean, they're actually like, hey, this is great. It's a short week. We can't wait to get back in front of those fans again. And that's, once you hear that, I'm like, oh, can it be Saturday already? And then the rest of the staff's like, oh, God, no, we have a couple more things to do. But I mean, that's really has always been the case. And, you know, when we started off with the three local guys coming out to greet the fan base before the start of the game, the energy level is just through the roof.
Kurt, can we talk about the fact your starting defensive end ripped off the entire top of a Bud Light seltzer with his teeth?
Yes, you can also start with, as the guys were walking into the locker room, Taylor and Nick were just shooting them, like throwing the cans at them. And not a single one of them missed it. They had no, like, their hand-eye coordination. They walk into the locker room, all of a sudden they just turn the corner and there's a flying can of Bud Light seltzer, and every single one of them grabbed it. And then you had we had 3 million views of that video now. Pretty spectacular. You know, the guys, I mean, that's a thing. I mean, they want to celebrate after games. They want to. This is the fun. These are guys who love playing the game of football. They truly have come together as a team. They love these celebrations, and they love the fact that the St. Louis community is loving them back.
The president of the St. Louis Battlehawks, Kurt Hunziker, with us for a few more minutes here on 101 ESPN. Obviously, Commissioner Luck was in the house yesterday. Did you get a chance during or after the game to speak to him, and what was his reaction?
Before, after, and before, during, and after, and he kept telling me the same thing. He goes, stop right now, look around. he must have told me that leading up to the week and told me probably a half a dozen times yesterday. And because you just want to make sure, like, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? He's like, don't worry about me. Look around. Look at this fan base. Look at those smiles. And he was turning around. We were watching him on the field. And when there wasn't a play, he would turn around and kind of look at the crowd. And, you know, blown away by the response of the community. Jeffrey Pollock and I walked around the concourses, met some of the super fans. And he was just like, this is an amazing football town, an amazing market. And so all the representatives that were here and the ones that couldn't make it, I believe most of them will be here on Saturday because they want to feel it. They want to see it firsthand and experience the love of football that St. Louis has.
And Kurt, not to get like too far ahead of ourselves when it comes to the future of the XFL, but I would have to think that there are plenty of cities out there that watch that see what this community was able to do and are thinking, man, I bet we could do something like that. Like the XFL's probably got to look at this early on, again, it's been 3 weeks, and say maybe there's room here. Maybe there's room for growth in something. I mean, being able to show up like that opens a lot of eyes.
Well, you can always improve. I mean, for us, I'm glass half full, but there's always other opportunity areas to where we can improve. And I'm very candid in saying that some elements of the game day experience yesterday, while primarily authored by the community, we picked up some things in Dallas and Houston the first 2 weeks that I'm like, oh, that's a brilliant idea. We have time. We can still do it. And one of them was the season ticket member Wall of Fame. We saw that down in Dallas. It's actually the Texas Rangers had it. And we had a different idea for that area, more of like a fan signature wall. But then, you know, celebrating those fans that were with us from the beginning when it was just XFL St. Louis. There wasn't even the Battle Hawks. And they were putting in their $50 ticket deposits just because they love football and they know what football can do to bring the St. Louis community together. You know, that was, I saw more people taking pictures of that. I had a ton of people coming up to us and loving the Renewal by Anderson glass case of emotion. They all jumped in and got their pictures taken. And guys were like, man, this team gets the city. Like they have our personality. You know, there's a fun to St. Louis, and hopefully we're capturing that. It sounds like we're starting to do a pretty good job. And again, we'll improve in those areas, the lines and the whatnot, and we'll make it better and better as the season goes on.
So what exactly has to happen as far as the number you're looking at this Saturday to potentially open up the upper deck against LA?
We'd really like to get to 25. And we're moving pretty quick in that direction. I think we're around 20 right now. So there's still plenty of seats Saturday's game. I don't know which price zones off the top of my head, but we're at about 20. As you heard, we did 29,554 yesterday. The fans are definitely wanting us to open up the top now with effectively 20 days between games, between Saturday's game and the Los Angeles game on March 21st. That gives us the time that we didn't have to enact that play that I was kind of telling you about, if this and then this. Now that we see the support, now that hopefully the ticket sales continue for this game and it would justify the opening up of an entirely different level, which there's operational elements to it. There are obviously ticket sales or how do you price that out that we have to sort through, working with our partners at the Dome and Explore St. Louis on, you know, the costs associated. I mean, there's a handful of things, not really just turning on a switch, but rest assured, we are hoping to open up the top. I'll just leave it at that. We're hoping St. Louis comes out for the game on Saturday versus Seattle. Huge game. Keep the momentum going. Now with L.A. beating D.C. yesterday, you know, tied for first in division, there's a lot to come out and a lot on the line already. I mean, it's only a 10-week season, and we're almost for 30% done. I mean, we blinked, had one game, and we're 30% done with the season. So the fans come out on Saturday, and they by them coming out, that'll be, hey, Kurt, team, let's open up the top, at least a handful of sections, and then continue to expand it based on the demand of this awesome, awesome community.
Finally, Kurt, if people are listening now and they don't know how to get tickets for the Battle Hawks, how can they do it?
XFLBattleHawks.com. Click on tickets. Lots of ticket options remain. We have the lower bowl. We have a host of premium seats if the all-inclusive experience is something you'd like to enjoy. I had a lot of great feedback on that. The Battlehawks Bridge is what's behind the south end zone. It's an all-inclusive area. People playing, having fun. You know, I walked up there briefly. Didn't see anybody playing pool. They were all watching the game. So it was a really fun atmosphere, and hopefully we're delivering the experience that, you know, the community really wanted us to deliver, whether you are a family, a corporate partner. I mean, hopefully there's something for everyone at our games. And again, we could not be more appreciative of the St. Louis community and all of our partners to make yesterday something that there's absolutely no way we could have envisioned. It was just phenomenal all the way around.
It was awesome. Thanks so much for the time. Thanks for what you're doing for St. Louis, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to coming back soon.
All right. Thanks, Kurt. Kurt Hunziker, the president of the Battlehawks, here on 101 ESPN. Coming up, the Cardinal rotation is still up in the air, but no matter what, the pitching staff's versatility could be one of the biggest strengths. That's next on 101 ESPN.